Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your hosts, Chris
and Jonathan.
It is getting crazy, down to almost the last two.
It's getting down to the nitty gritty.
It's getting a little nasty. The most exciting
moment right here.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Before we start, I just want to give a quick rest in peace to the wonderful Dr. Maya Angelou. She is, to me, probably one of the most, she's like, has the essence of what black people are and what a black woman is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there'll ever be another woman like her, ever.
No.
And sad to see her go, but I know she lived a full life.
Oh, yeah.
And she will be missed. She is like royalty, so.
Oh, without question. One of the most inspirational and influential, not even just women, but people of all time. So, you know, definitely will be missed. She has a very powerful voice. When she speaks, people listen. And, you know, her words and, you know, her speeches and her words are very powerful. And I would urge a lot of you who aren't familiar or, you know, the younger generation, if you really don't know who she is or what she's done, you know, do your research. And check up on that. So, you know, definitely a rest in peace. So, you know, she will be missed, but we know she will be here in spirit.
That's right. All right, let's, before we get into it, this is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find us and everything else on the Black Is Network on blackisonline.com. We are also on Stitcher Radio and iTunes Radio as well. Y'all want to hit us up, shoot us any topics, any comments, any feedback, we appreciate it. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Brothers Layman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, and before we move on as well, we are a sports show, so definitely want to send another rest in peace to Mr. Malcolm Glazer, the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who passed away recently as well. You know, which is.
And Man U.
You know, so. And yeah, and Manchester United, one of the most powerful soccer franchises ever of all time. So yeah, you know, rest in peace to him. Prayers go out to his family, and you know, it was like, wow, back to back.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to value what things gonna be.
That's why you gotta cherish every day.
Yeah. We're gonna get into that. But first off, we gotta start with these NBA playoffs.
Man.
You said in five.
I had in five and it was basically five. this last game shouldn't even count it. Are you serious?
Oh my God.
It was embarrassing. I mean, let's just dive right into it. Lance Stephenson, look, for all the crap he did and all the antics and everything, he was one of two players that actually showed up last night to play.
Yep.
It seemed. So it people seemed like- can say what they want about him, you know, hitting LeBron on the chin and getting all up on him and all this other stuff. So,
that.
You know, fine. But he came to play. And I mean, at some point, I'm sure when Miami started getting on their little run, it was like, all right, I got to pull out all the stops now. I mean, they're fighting for championship contention. Yeah, you need guys to pull out all the stops. And he's trying to do whatever it takes to get in LeBron's head. And first of all, it's not like he's the first person who's done this. We've seen this with Dennis Rodman's. With who else?
Ron Artest.
The Ron Artest of the world. We've seen Dante Jones do crap like that. I mean, you have guys who get under your skin. And in all honesty, sometimes you need that. You need guys like that. So I know Larry Bird talked to him. When I saw what was going on, I have a feeling Larry Bird kind of might have given him like an ultimate, like, look, you need to stop, or, you know, we really don't know if we can, you know, consider bringing you back. And I think at one point he was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to just do me. I'm about to get paid anyway.
I mean, and it was a lot of extra stuff with him. Since we're speaking on Lance Stevenson, I'll just...
Go ahead.
I didn't mind the fire that he plays with. I like that. I don't mind the chatter and all that. You know, even like the whole going like blowing in the ear.
Going into somebody else's huddle.
Yeah, I'm like...
People do it.
But I will say, the little hitting him on the chin, like the part when he was guarding him and he got under his chin, I don't care. He's just being a bugaboo. That's fine. But like when there's no play going on and all of a sudden you just smack dude on the chin.
Yeah, that was like, all right. I think he was really pushing LeBron. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to, please do something. Retaliate. Yeah. He was trying to get LeBron to retaliate. LeBron, you know, credit to him, didn't fold. He stood his ground. He walked up to him like, look, dude, stop fucking with me.
Yeah, I saw that thing that Udonis Haslam was basically like, I'm gonna fuck your ass up.
I'm like, hey, so I'm like,
that's how you like bring UD in.
And it got me to thinking, because I'm like, part of me is like, if I'm LeBron's teammate, I'm like, all right. You can't retaliate because we know if you do something, your whole name is going. So I'll do something then. I'll get in his face.
Yeah, I saw Shane Battier kind of
back the fuck up off my teammate then.
Gave him a little offensive foul and whatnot.
Back up.
I'm just.
And then you had the Norris Cole issue where he smacked him in the face.
I thought
he was going for the ball.
Yeah,
I thought he was trying to make a basketball.
You know, but when you start doing that kind reputation. Of antics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole blowing in the ear joint and all the pictures.
Whispering sweet nothings in his ear.
You know, he just been, and it, you know, for game five, LeBron just had an off night. I didn't believe that whole Bill Simmons crowd. I was like, oh my God, this is like the worst reffed superstars game ever. I'm like, dude, he just had a couple bad calls.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
I was like,
it happened.
You remember Chris Paul, game two, Golden State? After he went off, he got two quick whistles, and you're like, what the hell? And then you sit down.
Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of Bill Simmons on
sometimes
on
he
that
just
show.
Going,
he just said stuff, dude.
You know, he was like, he's an ass.
Yeah, you heard of what? Don't try to get fired now.
Oh, bro, they're going to fire Bill Simmons? Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah. So.
I don't know if he's coming back. I think we'll get into them on a whole. But I'm really... After game five, and you saw Paul George had an awesome second half in that game, and even though they almost lost.
Exactly.
You were kind of like, all right, you know you're going to Miami. They ain't lost him at home all playoffs. Like, you got to bring it. Like, if you have to, like, play like ain't nothing left. Mm-hmm. This is it. Mm-hmm. And
he was what? Nonchalant, as usual.
The first half, he was like nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just Lance. You said Lance Stevenson, David West. I mean, you know, you look at the stats. Like he had 29 points, but I mean, a lot of that was like the second half.
Garbage time.
I'm like, this was the team that was supposedly had the best defense in the league.
Whoop whoop.
This is like, oh, you know, the Pacers. They hang their hat on defense. Like,
no, the Bulls hang
ain't got
hat
no
on.
Hat. That hat done flown away and in the breeze. I'm like, what is going on with y'all?
Yeah.
Like too many times in the playoffs, but in this series, I'm like, I can see if you're like, hey, you know, we're holding them to like 20 points a half, but we only scoring like 14. We just struggling to score, but we keeping it close. Like, come on. Like, y'all got punched in the mouth. Like, Miami was like, we ending this tonight.
Yep.
And y'all were like,
okay.
All right. I just watched the first half. The second half, I was like, I'm just going to check the score.
It was so pitiful and just.
This is so disappointing. This was that second half Indiana Pacers team. Seeing David West afterwards, and he's just like, again. He came out. He showed up.
Mm-hmm. He was the other one. He's the only one that's been consistent the whole freaking playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one.
Right, and if he has a bad game, you're like, all right, well, you've been playing. You're not going to have a good game every damn night.
And he's been the only consistent offensive and defensive threat they've had the whole playoffs. So him, I give him reason to gripe and be pissed off all he wants.
Yeah,
because he brought it.
Yeah, he fouled out. Roy Hibbert, 1-for-3.
1-for-3?
Yes.
Dude, you took 3 shots? I mean, granted, game plan, you're not in it. I'm like, dude, Chris Anderson at least got four shots. I'm like, dude, you couldn't get more than three shots. I don't want to hear about game plan, dude. That's just effort.
Yeah.
Grabbing the offensive board, putting it back in.
You were off. You guys were throwing up bricks. You know, run the floor, just get some post position, something.
So, whatever. Indiana, I've already heard Roy Hibbert's on the block for the right price. Frank Vogel apparently might be coming back. They said he's going. I mean, shit, he made it to game six of the damn Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, he deserves to come back as coach.
I'm
not going to fire a coach who damn near got to the finals. I'm sorry. Granted, his team screwed up. They got to bring in better personnel, man.
Yeah, I just think with this team, Paul George is a star. I don't think he's ready to be a leader yet. I mean, he's young. Like, he just really emerged in the playoffs last year.
He's going to be that next, he ain't got enough fire, because he doesn't.
No, he doesn't play with enough.
No.
And he can't.
And all that talking about KD not having it, he ain't got it either.
Yeah, he can't disappear. And again, you know, at least Kevin Durant,
because he's the guy.
Yeah, Kevin Durant knows he's getting all them shots.
Yes,
so he's like, I'm putting up points. I'm at least do something. You know, Paul George was non-existent in that half.
And I'm like, dude, you're
after him saying like, well, we need to come out and with this aggressiveness in Game Six, like y'all ain't do none of that. David West should stay.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Hibbert, I'm iffy on that. I understand why they want to put him on the block. He needs something.
Yeah.
He need to get checked. I don't know what it is, but he's had too many games of no showing.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, unless you're going to get – I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, unless you're going to change up your system,
mm-hmm.
you know, you either got to give him more confidence offensively, you know, give him that DeAndre Jordan treatment, like, dude, I need you to be Bill Russell-esque and just dominate on the defensive end. You got to do something.
Yep.
Lance Stephenson, honestly, I think he's gone.
He's just going to make too much.
I think he was part of the reason for the second half tank. He was blowing up. He knew he was a restricted free agent and was kind of more about himself than the team. Because to me, if like if you play with that much passion and all that, why don't you take some of that energy that you're putting towards LeBron and point it at your team
mm-hmm.
and be like, wake the hell up, y'all. Wake up. You know, everybody complained about Westbrook pointing at his head to KD. Like, do that with Paul George. Be like, hey, we need you, bruh. Wake up. Yeah. All y'all. Get the fuck up. Let's go. Why am I playing? You know, instead of trying to grab LeBron James nuts and all that. Like, you want to take him out on a date. You was on that fool so damn much. I know they crap on George Hill about being a hybrid point. To me, there are probably like a handful of traditional point guards mm-hmm. left. You need at least a point guard who going – they need somebody whose specific game is to shoot threes and only shoot threes.
Yep.
You have – I mean, I thought C.J. Watson was that guy, but they barely played him.
Chris Copeland.
Who was not – like, it was a big free agent move in the offseason. He mm-hmm. barely saw any time the whole season. I mean, they need something that's like to spread the floor for the big guys.
Yep.
I don't get – with Frank Vogel, I don't get how – Luis Scola, who has been really abusing the Miami Heat all series, played 7 minutes, 1-4 shot. And like, I saw that. I was like, all right, if Roy Hibbert ain't doing nothing, put Scola in.
Yeah, for real.
And just work it. Because I'm like, well, they got Rashard Lewis on Cats. Seriously? Come on. So, yeah, they're going to have a lot of work to do. A huge offseason. You know, Larry Bird got you working out for it. Because, you know, your moves of Evan Turner,
yep.
you know, Andrew Bynum probably screwed up the chemistry as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be on your game.
Yep.
And the fool told Lance Stephenson, cut it out. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to turn it up a notch.
Yep.
Like, Larry Bird would have hit him. Like, damn it, Larry Bird. Larry Bird would have done one of them. You guard me close. All right, I'm going to hold the ball up. Whap!
Yep.
Elbow. Oh, it's an offensive foul. Oh, why is it offensive foul? And just be like, come on, do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again. And probably have a teammate like, all right, I'm going to set a hard ass screen.
Yep.
You come off and be
I'm
like, boom.
Knock his ass out. Yep. So
they got work to do.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the Miami Heat, I mean.
We knew they was going to have a pretty simple ways to the finals.
I mean,
they
God,
here.
Really?
It's the fourth time. They whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is.
The Bulls of their era, like, slow down.
Yeah, they're not. Down. They're not as dominant as the Bulls were. Let's just keep that. Let's just keep it real. How was it? Michael Jordan never played in the Game 7, right?
I mean, nope.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear that. Ain't no Bulls. Y'all had Game 7 last year. Yeah. Jordan and them was like, we ain't going to a Game 7 ever.
Yeah,
we are not letting it go to that point.
So, hush that. I mean, like, honestly, this Pacer team, honestly, they're not as good as Reggie Miller's Pacers.
No.
At all. Not with the Davis boys.
They're not as good defensively as the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls are the best defensive team in the league. I don't care. Yeah, you can say the Spurs, the Bulls are the best defensive team in the league.
No, period. I think so. I would think
so. They hold their hat on D.
They may not. They can't score.
They can't score worth a lick.
Yeah, but
they will hold you to 84 points. They may score 60, but they'll hold you to 80-something or 70-something. Yeah. You ain't about to just drop 100-and-something points on them.
Yeah, and it happens. But you know, like, they ever.
It's rare. Yeah,
their effort on defense is not going to be questioned.
Nope.
And with the Pacers, it was like. Did y'all play? Y'all used to play defense?
And in all honesty, the Bulls play with a lot more fire than the Pacers do.
Mm-hmm.
They just have, and Noah is that emotional leader who carries them. They don't have that. They don't have one. David West is a mean ass. Paul George is quiet. I mean, they just don't have that. They don't have that guy. And I mean, Lance Stephenson is erratic. You don't know what you're getting with him. So they really don't have that.
But they've, you know, like the Miami Heat, they've had ease. I mean, you know, their first round.
They beat the Charlotte Hornets.
Right. Who should, you know, without their best player hurt in the first game, like, oh, this is the weakness. Let's exploit it. Oh, I got plantar fasciitis. I can't play. Okay.
Then they played the old, withered Nets.
Oh, did you miss?
Rocking chairs.
Did you miss Brooke Lopez then?
Jesus.
And then you go here and it's like, oh, this dominant front court. I didn't see nothing dominant about. Okay.
We're not intimidated.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever that dominant Pacers team from last year with Hibbert and.
But I mean, the West and the East as a whole was just terrible this year. I mean, it was just pitiful.
It was.
They had four or five teams in the playoffs under 500. I mean, the West had none. I mean, come on. Seriously? So, of course, Miami had this simple road. They're there. Are they going to. It depends on who they play. Matchup wise, they want to play OKC.
Yeah, I believe they want to play.
They don't want to play the Spurs again. I know they don't want to play. We don't want to play these fools again.
Nope.
Because the Spurs pushed them to the limit.
Yeah. It was basically like two or three plays that whole series.
Now it's going to be like, ain't no more of this easy crap. Bring your A game now.
And, you know, I like part of that going through the West because.
You're battle tested.
Yeah, I want to be tested. You know, we got. My Spurs came out, you know, after them crappy games 3 and 4, flipped it up. But, well, I mean, it's just been ass-whoopings like every damn game.
And so, that's what I didn't expect. I expected no blowouts in this series, and it's been one single game.
I expected a couple, but not five.
And that's why Greg Popovich is the best coach. Like, can you explain why there's so many blowouts? Like, are you serious? They're paying you for this, right? Oh, man, but... I mean,
yeah, tonight, let's finish it.
Yeah, the Spurs have to win tonight. If it goes to a game seven, that's a complete toss up. I don't know who's winning.
If it goes to seven,
history says Spurs are getting blown out tonight and they'll blow out OKC next game. Right. But
if it's game seven, people are going to pick. If it's one game, you go with the team who has the better stars. And I'm like,
I go with the team who has the most experience in that type of situation. I'd go with the Spurs.
Yeah, I just hope it don't come to that. They need – well, I think if they win tonight, that will give them – that will just be that boost. If they win tonight, I don't even care. I don't care if it's a last-second shot, buzzer beater, we win going. I don't care. You get that W, now you're like, oh, we lost 9 straight to Oklahoma City. Not 10.
So
let's go, baby.
For OKC, they just got to play like they've been playing at home. But I have told Chris, I think OKC's done. I think the body language they showed after losing the last game told me all I need to know. Russell Westbrook held his head down like his puppy just died. Like, he looked so sad and miserable. Like, the Spurs completely took the life out of OKC. It was almost like that was that Indiana Jones Temple of Doom? Kali Ma. They took the heart right out of them. Like, they were so demoralized. The press is asking questions, and they're like,
yeah, you know.
Like, come on, y'all, seriously? I'm like, this is to go to the championship. Don't be miserable. They just held home court. Go back and do the same. Just be like, look, they beat us. Fine on their home floor. We got to go back and do the same on ours. You know, game six, we got, it's a must win. We bringing it. A game, everybody will be focused. Don't sit here pouting and just, yeah, we lost and so miserable. I'm like, come on, man. That's telling me y'all are done. Mentally, y'all are beat. They beat y'all already. So I expect the Spurs to win tonight because I feel OKC mentally is just done. They look like kids beat down yesterday by adults.
Yeah, I like the adjustment made by Greg Popovich putting Matt Bonner in. Just for the threat of that space. He didn't do anything. And I would assume he's going to start my Bonner. And Matt Bonner might actually give us double-digit points this game.
It was just funny because he was the last guy everybody was thinking about. Everybody was like, oh, is he going to put D.O. in? Is he going to bring Splitter off the bench and whatnot? And it's like, Matt Bonner starting. What? Matt Bonner?
Right.
And it's like, it worked. And then he put Kawhi Leonard on Russell Westbrook.
That was a nice little change of pace.
Yeah, I mean, so this shows you why he is the best. He knows how to make the necessary adjustments when need be. Mm-hmm. And this is what all coaches in the league need to be watching him and taking notes and seeing what he does.
You got to play your guys. Because, look, OKC right now, basically Cephalosha is not playing at all.
Nope.
Which is a little surprising to me.
At least for defensive purposes, he should be out there.
He's been pretty good guarding Tony Parker. And I figured, like, all right, you'd at least have him in for that purpose. But for him to not get any time is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I know Reggie Jackson is not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of take your firepower off your bench. You know, Jeremy Lamb is nice, but you don't play him.
Yeah.
As soon as you got Caron Butler, it was like, all right, Jeremy Lamb, sit down. Yep. Perry Jones didn't get much run, and so I'm hoping that it will work. If you just got to hold him, and I know if Kevin Durant go off, fine. Well, let's not let both of them go off. Let's just Kevin Durant have 40, and everybody else have under 20 apiece, and we win.
Russell Westbrook,
Tony Parker,
40-10 and
up,
five steals and five boards, and like, oof.
This is a we need your Tony Parker game. I don't expect Tim Duncan to put up a 20 and 10 game again.
Who knows? He may.
He might. We might. We gonna need it. Definitely bench step up. Need that 3-point shooting to carry in OKC.
And speaking of the Spurs, I tweeted on Twitter. Do you think if now after seeing the whole stat that Tim Duncan is like 4 double doubles away from being first of all time? I'm like, okay, for playoff double doubles. I'm like, if they win a ring this year. Is Tim Duncan in the top 5 players of all time?
That's hard for me to say. I'm a big Duncan fan. That's hard for me to say. Because, you know, we go back through history. We're not these people that, like, everything is supposed from Jordan on.
Mm-hmm.
You already saw fucking, Meta World Peace.
If LeBron wins,
he's top 3. I'm like,
if LeBron wins a ring, everybody's putting him. He's the best player of all time. Fine, whatever. I don't care.
He's in the top 3 with Kobe and Jordan, like the word.
Where's Magic and Bird? Like, all right, so
we're Kareem and all that. But yeah,
so it would be hard. But I mean,
if he wins another one, the only reason I ask
is because Duncan is very rare in that. I don't think he's ever had a losing season since he's been in the league, ever.
Don't seem like it. No.
So I'm like. That shows his dominance.
Yeah, what, 50-plus winning season?
And I'm like, to almost be first in playoff double-doubles, that means you got to always be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's always in the playoffs. And I mean, his game isn't built on power. It's not built on – it's built on the damn fundamentals of the game.
Yeah,
so
man,
it's
yeah, I want to put it. You know, he was first team All NBA like his first 10 years.
I don't think people realize
all defense.
Watching him, you're watching history right now. I mean, this is a guy you ain't gonna see another Tim Duncan ever again.
Nope.
There's not in today's age. Nope. Not with players not working on the fundamentals like today. He was a senior in college. Came out, was the number one pick, which is rare. You rarely see a senior pick number one.
But came in with like 4-5 moves.
Came like, in, was like, yep, I can play from day one and be your focal point. Came in with David Robinson, was like, all right, I'm going to learn from one of the best centers of all time. Honestly, the only real twin towers that will ever exist, they can't be duplicated. That will not be duplicated because it's hard to hard to work with two post guys.
And then having a star who's like, I'm willing to adjust. Like, you've been feeding me the rock all these years. Now we're going to change the offense.
That just shows you the unselfishness of the team. I mean,
we want to win.
You don't see that very often. He's about winning. I will take less money so y'all can sign and re-sign players.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you don't see guys like this. So cherish what you're watching with Tim Duncan, because when he's gone, everybody don't like him now, but you will miss that cat when he's gone. Yep. He will be missed when he leaves. So,
yeah, we got him. Let's go play Miami and get that chip that we were supposed to have. Mm. All right, so this, we got to go into the big news.
Yep.
Chinga ching, motherfucking ching, nigga. $2 billion for the
$2 billion. I'm on that Austin Powers. $200 billion. Like Clippers have been sold for $2 billion. It still wrecks my brain just even thinking about it.
Yeah, he totally overpaid.
$2 billion.
We know the dude is like
$1 billion.
Yeah, the former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer.
I mean, congrats to him. Congratulations. Yeah. I mean, he
wanted it.
He unsuccessfully was not able to get the Kings. But he was
like, I ain't letting this happen.
Lightning will not strike twice. So he got it the second time. So I mean, good for him. But $2 billion, I'm like, I know you got it, dog. But that's a lot. Yeah, but
I get the pluses. I mean, the Clippers are an exciting team. You know, you got guys on the you've got the core pieces on the contract. You do have up to date stadium.
Somebody brought up an interesting point though. Almost looking at him as almost like a savior or the hero who saved the Clippers franchise from this BS, what is the Sterling family. And I mean, nationwide, everybody was watching. Everybody was looking. It's like, what's going to happen? Swoop in and save to the rescue. Here I am. I got the Clippers now. And from what I've heard, he's a huge basketball fan. He loves the game. He's enthusiastic, which is what you want out of an owner. Yeah. Like, I like Mark Cuban. I like the fact Mark Cuban sits, you know, amongst the fans and is out there chilling, rooting for his team and all that. Like, that's what I want to see an owner do. Granted, I know some of the owners are older. Right. Some of them can't physically, you know, just be
some
down
don't
there.
Do
but
that. But you got to show that
you're passionate about
your
team.
You're willing to put some money into your product.
Yeah. So, I mean, he seems like that type of guy. I got a feeling a lot of people will now become Clippers fans.
Mm-hmm.
Or now be like, you know, who weren't before. Now be like, I'm rooting for the Clippers. So, I mean, part of it, he got a good shot at making not all his money back, but he's going to make a bulk of it back.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it back.
No.
I've heard an analogy. It's like,
he'll make a lot.
It's like buying a house and he's paying for it down because 30 years down the line, it'll be worth it. But I'm like, dude, if you compare it to a house, it was one of the crappiest houses on the block.
Yep.
And then within the last 3 years,
we renovated.
The owner was like, yeah, okay, fine.
I'll renovate.
Fine. I'll put some new stuff in there. So everybody's like, ooh, look at the house.
It looks nice.
And it's not the nicest house on the block yet. Still.
It's still a work in progress.
Next door to you in the Lakers.
That's twice as big.
Right. And the guy's going to be like, you know what? These last sold for $500 million. Okay, I'm going to pay four times as much.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, why are you paying four times?
Like the owner of Milwaukee, the former owner of Milwaukee, is probably like, ain't that a bitch?
If I just
I should have waited.
I know he
Golly, is. Like $2 billion. But what annoys me and what does piss me off is that this bigoted old man said all this racist crap and he is getting $2 billion. Like, word?
Yeah, it feels like...
It almost seems like, be racist. We'll pay you for it. What?
It does feel like...
This is not punishment. He's getting awarded for this. Like, he's getting $2 billion.
It's almost like
25 of his next generations ain't gonna have to work.
It feels like his...
I mean, good Lord.
It does feel like his comments drove the price up. It's like now that all of a sudden the demand for the Clippers just went up.
And I heard somebody earlier was like, well, I mean, I don't know why the guy paid so much. I'm like, had Steve Ballmer not paid $2 billion, he would have lost out. So I'm like, it's not like he was just jumped up and was like, yo, $2 billion, here it is. There were other bidders who was putting in $1.6 billion, $1.4 billion. So, yeah, he had to go up.
And they said it was all blind bids, but he knew that, I mean, people was leaking it. People were leaking it. Oh, they putting up $1 billion. So he just said, look, the dude is supposedly worth $20 billion. I get the whole, well, he got plenty of money. I'm like,
he was the co-founder of Microsoft, or CEO of Microsoft.
Yeah, still,
he knows how business works. Right.
He overpaid, damn it.
Yeah.
So then, buddy's like, well, he overpaid. Stop acting like.
But sometimes
he wanted it. It was almost like a toy. I really want this. I'm like, if this was an investment, he wouldn't have paid that much. It'd have been like, this ain't no damn investment. You basically overpaying. You not going to make it back.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get, you know, I know they.
He'll get a lot back.
Yeah, the TV deal is up.
Mm-hmm.
So he know, all right, the Clippers and the TV in Los Angeles, big market. The new TV deal is going to make a lot of dough. For all the people who were thinking, I thought he was going to, I was like, $2 billion. They going to Seattle.
Yep.
You know, I heard there's 9 years left on lease. For the Staples Center.
Well, I guess there's a clause. They said there's a clause in the agreement that he can't move the team. That he signed. I don't know.
I don't know about that. And then so good for him. Good for the Clippers. Are they going to change the Clipper name? I don't know. Maybe they should. Maybe they shouldn't. But the Sterling part is confusing me. Because first he's like, oh, he's deemed incompetent. So
he's mentally incapacitated.
Yeah. So his wife's people are like, well, they got in our trust that if we deem him incapacitated, then she takes over full control, which the NBA has not clarified that. They just said, the binding agreement, and we're going to let it go. So we're not going to have the board of governors meeting, which was, I was like, okay, I guess it's a win. Cause I didn't expect the owners to all vote. I didn't think it'd be unanimous.
It wasn't going to be unanimous. There were going to be some owners. I think a lot of the owners didn't want to show the faces of the ones who
because you had people who were like, I want to know who voted for Donald Sterling. Yeah. And you feel like Mark Cuban's won with all his stuff. But
speaking of him, like,
has he decided to pull his lawsuit?
Apparently he still was suing for $1 billion.
Yeah, although I guess according to the deal to the NBA that they're not going to. All of that gets pulled away, but
They're protected from lawsuits from him. Apparently,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's all confusing.
It's still more info that needs to come.
I'm just like, nigga, can you give me my $2.5 million? Can you give me that? That fine that you don't want to pay. How about you pay that?
Right.
So congrats to the Clippers and
Steve Ballmer.
Whoopity-doo.
Yeah, good job.
You got your money. Let's quickly get into Mark Cuban's comments. And now we don't have to worry about it no more. Well, for some people. First of all, Jonathan and I do not equate hoodies with black people exclusively.
Nope. I didn't realize only African Americans wore them.
Yeah. I remember, cause I listened to UK radio that a few years ago they had an issue with kids wearing hoodies back then and like related to hoodies and crime. And I don't think it was all black cause I think it was just kids period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that walk around at night committing crimes and they was rocking hoodies. I mean, like you said, with the with one of the bombers,
like the Unabomber.
Yeah, what's the description of him? It was he had glasses and a hoodie.
He got sunglasses and a hoodie on. You see white guys in that, you're like, nigga, you look like the Unabomber.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just what it is. It's not. I mean, so right. To associate hoodies with black people because of the whole Trayvon Martin thing, that's a little bit of a stretch.
I understand why. Well, I didn't. We were both like, what's he apologizing for?
Yeah, when I first heard it, I didn't even think about Trayvon Martin. He said, there's a black kid in a hoodie, and I'm walking down the street, you know, across the street. What people seem to disregard is that he said immediately after, if there's a white guy, bald head, tattoos all over his body, I'm going to walk back across the street. He just said he's going to walk back across the street with the black kid. What is the problem? I'm not like, everybody was up in arms, and now he's apologizing for that. And I'm like, he didn't say anything wrong. He stated a fact that everybody honestly feels at some point, and we're too damn sensitive as a country to talk about it. It's ridiculous.
I want us to be able to have open dialogue discussion on racism and systematic racism. I don't think that will ever happen.
When you're driving, you're prejudiced against people. I know a lot of y'all say all kinds of shit under your breath or in your head that is racist as hell or prejudiced. So let's not act like we don't say anything and we're all just angels with halos over our heads. Right. It's not just not,
I mean,
that's not,
look,
that's not reality.
If I'm walking at night, wherever the hell, and I see some people with some tats on their face, depending on where I am,
exactly.
I'm not going to be in them areas where the probability of something happening to me is high as hell. I'm not going to the hood at night. For what?
No.
So I can get robbed or crap?
But I'm like, if there's a situation and I'm walking down the street at night and I see two brothers in hoodies, am I going to think about crossing the street or going in a different direction or going in the first store? I say, yes.
Yeah,
because I have seen crime. I have seen guys get jacked. For no reason. I've seen a college kid get shot by 16-year-olds. For nothing. Give me your backpack. What? Word? So I can't knock Mark Cuban. I've seen it. I know what happens.
He's aware. We
got to stop being trying to be naive about this.
He said it. Now, do I think he was probably want to protect himself? Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just like, hey, let's just have an open dialogue and it ain't nothing about me. Yeah, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is. So it's an ongoing discussion.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Y'all are too sensitive now.
Yeah, we are sensitive. He said it. So, can we just talk about it? Can we be open and honest about race in America?
Exactly.
I would hope so. But for everybody. Everybody, probably not. Nope. They don't want to talk about it.
Nope.
Okay. Let's get into some conspiracy talk. How the hell did Cavs get the damn number one pick again?
This is great.
Back to back.
The Lakers, everybody was like, oh, when we get a top three pick.
Yeah,
y'all dropped a notch.
Yeah, and this is hard because people were like, oh, it's a conspiracy. You know, and I ain't going to front. When I saw it, I was like, wait a minute. How the hell they get the number one pick? And I did think, like, that's a little rigged, you know, but if it's a conspiracy, how come the Lakers ain't get it? How come, you know, the team that, you know, and for all the crap about people saying that, oh, well, you tanking because you want the first pick, Philly got the third pick.
Yep. Milwaukee's number two.
Right. So. The team that tanked didn't get it.
Utah's like fifth.
Orlando's fourth. Utah's fifth.
So
Boston sixth.
Lakers seven. Sacramento eight.
And the team that was trying not to tank got it. I'm like, what's a 1% chance? Like, how you think Houston Rockets got Yao Ming? How you think the Spurs got
Tim Duncan?
I mean, it's a lottery.
How do you think the Cavs got LeBron the first time?
You know, there's no way. And then even when they explained how, you know, they did it. You can't have we're going to just pull the balls out. I'm like, it's a whole coordinated number thing.
Yep.
They pull out four numbers, match them to like 10 thousands of numbers. Okay, that's the number one pick. All right, let's do it again for the number two pick. Okay. And one more time. I don't want to see all that crap.
Yep.
And there's no way. The wheel, every team gets a pick once every 30 years. Well, so the same teams is going to suck all the time.
Yep, so. With this whole conspiracy theory, I don't know what people are thinking or what they're talking about, but there's no conspiracy theory when it comes to the lottery. It is what it is. It's a lottery. And you guys who play the lottery understand and know that even though you're playing it, you got a 1 in a billion chance of actually winning. It's the same way in the NBA. Even though you may have more balls than somebody, there's still a small percentage chance that somebody else could win.
Yep.
So it happens.
It should be a good draft. I mean, Philly got two of the top in the 10. For them, the third pick should be easy.
Yep.
Because it's like you either whoever out of Wiggins, Embiid, and Parker falls to you, you taking them.
I don't think they're taking Embiid, though, if he falls. They got Noel. Plus, honestly, this is going to be between Parker and Wiggins because for all I hear, Embiid's going first. Embiid's going first.
Yeah, I don't see.
I don't like that he's going first, but he's going first and fine.
Yeah, I don't see Milwaukee taking Embiid just because Jake already paid Larry Sanders.
Yep.
You still got Ilya Slova on the money, and you need some potency. So,
yep.
Is that happening? You know, they got Dante Exum, Julius Randle's high. So it should be exciting. Cleveland, you know, you ain't – LeBron ain't coming the fuck back there. Nope. Okay?
And I spoke to a person from Cleveland, from Akron, and she was like, they don't want him back. No, honestly, the fans, like, they really don't want him back
he
anyway.
He chose to leave. I told you, if he comes back, he's coming back when he's, like, 38. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I got 2 years left, and I just want to ride this out. I'm going to go home. But, like, right now in my prime, why the hell am I leaving here? Well, we got Kyrie Irving. I'm like, dude, I got an owner who's proven. I got a GM who's proven. When I was in Cleveland, the owner didn't do nothing and then called me out when I left.
Mm-hmm.
The GM, you just got to – it's just a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving ain't Dwayne Wade.
Kyrie Irving never on the court.
Nope. I ain't doing that crap.
Out of here with that, so whatever.
And Kevin Love said he leaving 2015.
So here we go again with the Bulls getting Kevin Love and getting Carmelo. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, hurry up and just get somebody. I don't care who it is. Bulls, get one of them. Get Kevin Love. Honestly, you know, a part of me, though, doesn't want Kevin Love. Only because I like Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
I like Taj Gibson, so I don't want to give him up to get Kevin Love. I don't. I know Noah's already come out and said he don't want Taj Gibson traded. So I'm like, it's
hard because you built this group up, this tight group.
Unless we move Gibson to the three or bring him off the bench. Have like that just three-man rotation. Yeah.
If you got that three-big rotation, that's nice. But it feel like you're going to have to throw in.
I don't want to. No. See, and that's why part of me is like, just get fucking Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, if he take less money.
If you can trade Boozer and some other stuff and get you Carmelo, please do.
Mm-hmm.
So trade both them picks and just get Melo so we can get some points.
Yeah, Kevin,
all we need is points.
Yep.
I don't need the rebounding or any of that crap. I just need 25-plus. Game in, game out. That's all I need. Everybody else can worry about the defense. So Kevin Love, yes, he's great, but at the same time, Gibson's a little bit more athletic. He's a little bit cheaper.
Yep.
He's improved very much.
Yeah, he's not the offensive.
I don't
want to
give him up yet. I don't. I'm like, he can't. Yes, he ain't shooting threes like Kevin Love, but Kevin Love ain't defending like Taj Gibson is.
Nope.
And we all know Thibodeau's a defensive minded coach, so. Signs point for me. Signs point to Melo.
Yeah, it's gonna be
that's who should be number one option on their list.
Yeah.
Number two, fine gold Kevin Love.
Oh man, it's gonna be interesting.
And number three, use the money to just get pieces around you.
Yeah, be smart because the East is open.
Yep, it is.
All right, well, we're gonna take a quick break. We are gonna come back. We're going to get into some NFL talk, y'all.
Yep.
Listen to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Came from a bush baby on a quest to run things. Been in pursuit, baby, since Master P and the Un thing. Remember that shit? War with December. That's it.
Coldest nigga walking.
Know these niggas talking out the side of their face. I'm here for a reason. I will die for my space. Who still got to get it? Who still pure us? And I ain't having shit.
Yes.
Like a tour bus. Receive if you want L. And Keisha Chantel try to talk some sense in him. Same day realize there's no convincing him. Nigga with attitude like Ren in them. Gotta click up piranhas. I will swim for them. I will tread water until the end for them. You don't get it though. We are who y'all ain't. Gets vicious so it's like we true y'all ain't. Leg Gunny Tigolo. Boondock Saint. Right. Back to business off a 6-week tour. And I ain't never seen drama like this before. Got a lot of shit to get off my chest and wild shit to address. So I told Crisis Press record, I'ma put it on wax and give you the raw facts and truth about life and the things I'm dealing with. Black folks saying that I'm too intelligent and white folks saying I'm a little too niggerish. It got me in a strange predicament. I wish MTV would judge more wisely. But I don't know what's worse, the fact that they ain't playing our shit or the fact that it don't even surprise me. Because I ain't shucking and because I ain't jiving. Some of these crackers won't stand beside me. And cause I ain't killing and don't support pimping. Some of these niggas wanna call me a Cosby. Well, I'll be that dude. I'll scratch that itch. I'll play that role. Call me Heathcliff, bitch.
If this ain't what you want, then fine. But somehow, someway, we gotta draw that line. And it goes without mentioning, I thought about censoring this verse so my label and manager stay cool. But as of this recording, we ain't even outsold the listeners. So really, what the fuck I got to lose? Bitches, fine ticker, low the show ripper. Hold, cause my hoes would change week to week. But now my flows be changing from beat to beat. Tell my nigga Jim Bones, we gotta beat the streets. Cause I know that they need us. It's gotta be more to this generation than drinking and smoking all they weed up. This is my confession with the embassy. You fucking imbeciles can put your rosary beads up now. Tyson told me, hit him with the flames first. Challenge the world, bet I drop more names than the game first. These rap niggas is plastic, I'm terrorizing ciphers. They can't blame Osama for that shit. Left the 718 for the 919, I'm still home. Slid the Y between the N and the C. Hunch point, I did it, y'all. Look at me shining, came a long way rhyming. Part time and 9 to 5, and the game's full of pussies. I can hear it in they rhymes. Got balls for saying that, who think is bigger than mine? Pause, walking tall, biggest nigga on campus. Putting shames on them so-called niggas who ran this. I've been nice since the early 80s. When I strike you rich, your lady will swallow my million-dollar babies. You don't want to battle me, right? I guarantee you'll see more L's than Puerto Ricans on the Lower East Side. Hunch point, I did it again. I've been broke so long, the rich will now feel the wrath in my pen. You can tell I got down by the words in this page. I got you big for the corner, so I brought it to the streets.
Welcome back to the Brothers Landon Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to hit us up? Any comments, any feedback on what we discuss? Y'all going to let us know who you think going to the finals, what you think of this $2 billion, or Lance Stevenson, what should the Pacers do? Hit us up. Let us know. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @BrothersLayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely. Anything y'all want to know, you can definitely hit us up, and best believe we will get back at you at our earliest convenience.
All right, so NFL, man, less than 100 days away.
Oh, you already know I'm on it. OTAs, baby. OTAs. Peyton Manning's looking crisp. Monty Ball is looking ready. Ooh, DeMarcus Ware. Ooh, I'm just ready. I'm ready for October. I'm ready to get this season going. We going back to the Super Bowl. Called it. You heard it here first. We going back, baby.
We shall see. Ooh. I know everybody's concern right now is, are you going to punish Jim Irsay? Roger Goodell?
It don't look like he getting nothing until Christmas. Because, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, how long do you need to wait to punish an owner? I mean, granted, he came out and said, oh, he was charged. He was just charged. I'm like, so what? You knew what he got arrested for. It's not like it was a secret. It's not like you just found out the facts and what was going on. You knew what happened. Mm-hmm. You knew what happened. So, yes, you should have taken action immediately. He was allowed to go to owners' meetings and crap. Are you serious? So
yeah, you knew he's had a history.
And my thing is, granted, he's the owner. He went to rehab, but I'm like, it wasn't like the Denver Broncos situation last year where you had executives, you know, that were doing crap and the Broncos could just punish them themselves. You got the owner. I can't punish I can punish myself, but it'll be a slap on the wrist,
right?
So, I mean, Roger Goodell should have stepped in immediately and honestly immediately banned him from the team or suspended him indefinitely from the franchise. You need to be away from your team for a while. I mean, seriously, I heard somebody say yesterday that I guess media personnel are aware that he's had an issue. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, clear, if the media knows, you knew he had a problem. So you did nothing to try to nip it in the butt? I mean, come on, man. Seriously.
Yeah, and people are on Goodell. I mean,
I can't knock DeMar Smith.
He's had moments where he will wait till the facts come out, but not all the time.
No.
He used to be like, well, you punish right now and see what happens. I'm like, come on, man. It's just, you know, we already had the NFL, the president, Eric Winston, said owners should be held to a higher standard.
Which they should.
They should. Now, I'm not saying that everything should be equal. I mean, he can't be suspended 4 games and crap.
No.
But I do think he needs to get fined.
Substantially.
Yeah. The max. I mean, at least $500,000. You know, because he is the owner. He make more money. $500,000 ain't nothing.
Exactly.
You know, versus $500,000 to a guy who money ain't guaranteed.
So he should be indefinitely removed from the team. Right. At least for half the damn season.
Yeah.
He should not be allowed to be there.
Yeah.
around the facilities, at any of the meetings. He should not be allowed to do anything NFL related.
Yeah, I agree with that, because that is a bad look.
It is.
You know, they say, well, the players are the ones who are the face, you know, of the team. And I'm like, yeah, but you run the team. If I know the guy who's running the business is a dick and is doing stuff wrong, I may not come. You know, I may not, you know, it's like, okay, well, the player is foul, so I may not go to that establishment.
Yep.
I may go to a different franchise, but if I know the person who runs everything is foul, I might be like, I may want not to go to nothing at all.
Exactly. So don't give me that.
He got to do something. Because look,
ASAP.
We already seen that Ray Rice is going in a little pretrial intervention program. Mm-hmm. So his assault charges will be dismissed. We know he's going to get punished.
He's getting suspended. And mm-hmm. the Baltimore knows that already. They're not naive.
Nope.
So they're just waiting. They're just waiting it out to see when the hammer's going to come down. I'm sure Aldon Smith will be suspended at some point. San Francisco knows he's getting suspended. We're just waiting to see what's going to happen. I mean, and Roger Goodell should have been on this, man. I don't know what the heck he's been doing.
No, and the person there's tape that they actually see him hit her. You're like, come on. Well, I heard somewhere that people who work in the casino
Ooh.
Have actually seen the tape.
Ooh. And he uppercuts like, her, huh?
Yeah, I guess Ooh. It is real. Like,
dang.
You know, it's just drama. I mean, look, it's so much damn drama. You got Aaron Hernandez now talking about he can't afford his lawyers
well,
for his trials. I'm like.
From what I know, lawyers charge by the hour, right?
Yep.
So you've had them for a little bit over a year now. So, yeah, I can see how the money's just been adding up and piling up. And he's trying to sell his house, but apparently they can't sell his house because I forget what's going on with this home, but he can't sell it. It's worth like $2.7 million. So I'm like, let this be a lesson to y'all, man. Save your money.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart with it. If you weren't buying guns and shit. Golly. I mean,
just, like, dude, you got two separate charges.
And you got three lawyers. So.
Right. You got the double murder. And now they're like, wait, we got the double murder and this other
charge. I heard the lawyers from, apparently the lawyers. There's two lawyers that basically signed a statement that was basically like they have the right to drop him whenever they want. And I guess it's getting to that point. We can't afford this no more, so he needs to find different counsel. Aaron Hernandez, you are going to be found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoy jail for life because that's where you're going to be. So.
Yeah, he's going to be there a minute.
Yeah.
And then who else? We got fools that's violating the drug policy. Cardinals linebacker Darrell Washington suspended for the season.
Oh, I heard it may be longer.
Word?
Because apparently this is for substance abuse. He still has an aggravated assault charge that they haven't punished him for yet. So it could be longer than a year. So I'm like, I don't understand y'all. Like, because I guess he pushed his wife who was pregnant or some shit. I'm like, all y'all cats, man, just walk away
mm-hmm.
from the situation.
Two things gonna happen.
And then this smoking weed is getting out of hand. I don't know what's going on, but you got Darrell Washington. Now you got Will Hill suspended. Josh Gordon got caught with his homeboy having something. I'm like, what is going on?
Josh Gordon don't give a fuck.
I'm like, what's going on with weed now? Everybody getting caught.
Josh Gordon is a dummy. Like, where? Like, you just got busted, and like, why are you having somebody in the car? You should be like, hey, man. Nah,
I'll speak on him later.
Yeah.
And then Darrell Washington, he was spending four games last year. Now he's out for the season. I mean, granted, he's great. He's a really good linebacker, but Jesus Christ, can't stay out of trouble, man. These guys, man, I don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, we had that lawsuit. Four lawsuits coming with the retired players. Claiming that the league illegally gave him drugs and painkillers and numb the pain. I'm like, I don't know if you're going to win that one, man.
I feel for the players, I do, but I wasn't there. I don't know. It's you guys' word against their word.
Right.
I mean, they say they told y'all what it does, and right. and you say, fine, give it to me. And I've heard players say, I'd do it again
mm-hmm.
if I had the opportunity. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not looking good for you guys winning. But, I mean.
No, guys play
My
hurt.
Thing is, it's a job. It's a gladiator sport. You either playing or you cut. So, yeah, I need to be on the field. So I can keep my spot, so I can make my money. I mean, that's just, it's about money.
Yeah. The money was guaranteed, you'd be like, I'm hurt, I can't play.
I'm like, NBA players take so much time off for, like, bruises and crap?
This one just feels like it's part of the sport. You got to play.
You got to play hurt.
You look, you know, I mean.
Everybody plays hurt in football.
Like, some of these guys are 85 Bears. They crucified Jay Cutler because he ain't want to play hurt. Mm-hmm. I remember when that, you know, LT was tough as nails in that playoff game. He was like, "My ankle, I'm sitting." Mm-hmm. And he got ridiculed. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Phillip Rivers playing.
With a torn ACL. Like, oh,
how come you ain't playing? I'm like, because I want to walk at 40. I don't want to be limping.
And this is why. And you guys can't come out and just say, well, they were illegally putting stuff in us to make us play and all that. Well, like, which way is it, man? You can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, cause, I mean, if you say they gave you drugs you didn't know about, that's in question.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, well, if we gave you something, what if we just told you not to play? What if we said, hey, man, your ankle is tore up. You shouldn't even be playing no more. And you know that's something. If you ain't getting on the if you ain't getting taken out on a stretcher, you can play.
Yep.
It's sad to see, man. This is why.
This is why a lot of people, parents don't want their kids playing football.
Nope. I don't know if I want my son in it either. So, I ain't with it.
And I can't knock parents for that. I can't.
So we were joking a few weeks ago about, is Minnesota really going to get a Super Bowl? Yep. 2018.
Which means Green Bay is coming.
Yep. And they got to build a $1 billion stadium. Dude, he's like, word?
We got to build a stadium just for the Super Bowl? Okay.
Well, they need a new one. It's like, y'all need to just leave and come to Los Angeles.
Yeah, cause yeah, bring Adrian Peterson to L.A., baby.
Yep, we need a team. Which I'm sure is going to cost the taxpayers a gang of money.
Yeah.
It's Jesus.
So,
and then, you know, in some good old-fashioned shit-talking, Patrick Peterson said Richard Sherman is not a shutdown corner. I was like, ooh.
Now, he ain't the first person I've heard say that Richard Sherman sticks to one side. Mm-hmm. He has said that guys like Patrick Peterson, your Aqib Tlaib, your Joe Haydens, they man up against the best dude. Even Champ Bailey did it too. You just man up against the best guy. I got him, and I'm taking him out. And like Richard Sherman kind of stays on his side, regardless of who's over there. But the numbers speak for them damn selves. The cat is he has like 20 picks in the past 3 years. He's putting up stupid numbers. And, I mean, honestly, the plays he makes are great.
Yeah,
I mean, you saw the play he made to take them to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, clearly he got skill.
Yeah, he's a top three corner for sure.
Yes.
And, you know, is he the number one? It's debatable. I like Patrick Peterson.
I do, too. But, I mean, Patrick Peterson got a lot to prove, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of different type of corners. The fact that he's a punt returner too, does increase his value. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love this, man. This is like... Mm.
And they division rivals?
Yes.
That's what you want to see.
And you're like, I'm shutting down my man. You going to shut down yours?
Yep.
You know, you catch an interception. Are you going to walk by Richard Sherman and be like, what you got? Oh, my God.
I love this guy. Marshawn Lynch. I don't want to go to the White House for what? What? That's what I'm talking... Thank you. You don't need no explanation. Why you don't want to go out? Because I don't feel like going to the fucking White House. Yeah. I didn't want to meet Obama that day. I'm sorry. Apparently, he had a family member he was grieving over. At some point, it was like, dude, I don't feel like going. And I can't knock him for that.
No, we always complain about why guys don't go. And sometimes it could be, you know, for political reasons. Maybe they just don't like the president.
Maybe he's not a Democrat.
Right.
Maybe I mean, we don't.
Not fond of. Maybe he's like, I got other plans.
Or maybe, in honesty, he just really didn't feel like going to the White House.
But you know, Obama shouted him out. So yeah, that was cool.
He said he admitted he was like, Marshawn Lynch knows how to talk to the media. He was like, Obama joked he could learn a thing or two from him. I'm like, you've seen Marshawn Lynch. He don't say much.
Nope.
To me, that is the kind of guy you want. He's all about football. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm waiting until the season starts. That's what I'm waiting for. Put me on the field, and then I'll be Marshawn Lynch.
About that work.
I mean, right now, I mean, he got a Super Bowl. He's content right now. He's cool. He's what?
Yeah.
Not everybody has to be a Richard Sherman who talks all the time. He's very quiet. He's low-key. He's a Bay Area kid. He don't want to say nothing. Mm. I don't feel like going. Period. Enough said. Move on.
Yeah. Hey, Hey. I know we had mentioned the Michael Sam's reality show. I forgot AJ McCarron got one.
And I'm going to ridicule his ass just like I did Michael Sam. You need to get – I was rooting for AJ McCarron. I thought he got picked a lot lower than I thought he would go. I still think he has the ability to be a solid quarterback. Andy Dalton's got questions.
Yep.
So, there's opportunity.
Oh, you already heard that Andy Dalton trying to get that Jay Cutler money.
Yep. So
hell no.
So there's an opportunity there for AJ McCarron, but dude, you got to focus on the game. Look, we all know why you're doing the damn. We know why the reality show is being done. It's not because of you. It's because of your fucking wife, man. Nobody wants to see you.
No. Nope.
The world wants to. All the dudes want to see your wife. That's it. She's been in commercials. We've seen her at the Alabama games. You have a cute wife. Everybody want to see her. That's the whole reason for the freaking reality show. Just like the whole reason for the Michael Sam. We want to see the quote-unquote, how the gay football player, what he does on his day-to-day. Nobody wants to see your average seventh-round pick doing anything. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So, AJ McCarron, honestly, if I'm you, I'm glad y'all want to see my wife. She ain't for TV. She's for me. So, I'm focused on football. Like, dude, focus on football. You were over here preaching how you a first round pick, and you going in the first round, you dropped to the fifth. You got a lot to prove. So focus on football. And once again, I'm like, dude, do you think you're not gonna cut it in the NFL? So you trying to make money other ways, or what's going on? So I don't know. Who knows? But focus on football. You don't need to be doing no damn reality show. Nobody wants to see you anyway.
And before we move on, you know, I saw Brandon Marshall got his 3-year, $30 million extension.
Signed it on The View. Like, on The View, dog.
You know, but I like that. You know, donated $1 million to
benefit mental health. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, he's admitted he has problems. I mean, you could kind of see it when he was with the Broncos. I was kind of like, there's something wrong with him. He just ain't right. He's just not all there. So he's admitted he has some mental issues he's dealing with and he's coping with. And you know, good for him. I mean, the man's been a beast since he's been in the league. He's been a monster. Jay Cutler and him have just a rapport, and they've been able to link up, you know, for the bulk of their careers. So, I mean, good deal for Chicago locking him up because you're going to need him.
Yep, because Bears fans is like, all right, now that Cutler pay, you pay, do something.
Yep, now it's time to win. So it's time to get to the playoffs.
In the playoffs, please.
So, Alshon Jeffrey needs to step it up. Brandon Marshall back again. So, I mean, they got their same core players. So, we'll see from that disappointing season last year.
Oh, yeah. I saw that Giants released Josh Freeman. Is he anybody going to pick him up?
Possibly. I mean, he's only a couple of years removed from having a pretty decent year. Had like 20-some-odd touchdowns and only like 15 picks or something. So, I mean, he has some talent. I just think his confidence has just been shot, man. Ever since what happened with him in Tampa Bay, his confidence level has been terrible. And then he came to Minnesota, they plugged him in, and he was garbage. And then from that point, it was almost like that Roy Hibbert. His confidence is done.
Yeah.
It's completely shot now. I don't know if he'll ever recover. Does he still have the talent? Yes. Talent just doesn't go away like that. But your confidence level, that goes into it a lot. So I think he's going to have to go to a place where he's seriously given an opportunity to compete. I mean, going to the Giants, I mean,
Eli Manning's back.
They had a quarterback they picked last year in the draft. You knew he'd be third string at best.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it doesn't surprise me. But I'm like, if you give him a shot to at least be a backup and give him a legit chance, I think, yeah, his talent can shine. So I think New England is a team that might want to take a look at him. You know, who else? Maybe Denver. Fucking Houston should take a look at him. They need a quarterback. He's been a starter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I'm sure he'll get an opportunity somewhere. Somebody's just going to have to build his confidence back up from the ground.
Yeah, that's real.
And that's hard.
Somebody else who got a contract, Kevin Ollie, signed him a 5-year deal with UConn. Bumped up from what he's making the mail. Now he's making $2.8 a year.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
He got him a chip.
Hey, when them jobs came open, UConn was like, oh, we can't lose him.
Nope. You heard the Lakers coming, and it was like, oh, well, they got to sign him quick.
Gave him a nice bump. And, hey, man, you got to keep them college coaches because they're the ones who bring in them five-star players.
And a lot of NBA teams are looking at them. Your Tom Izzo's, your Billy Donovan's, Calipari.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
when you got them programs, man, I'm like, you got the keys to the kingdom. It's hard to give them up. mm-hmm. and deal with these Lance Stevenson-ish Negroes. Exactly. And be like,
it's tough. You're going from kids to grown men.
You know, so I mean, look, hey, you seen how quickly, even if you win, it don't matter. It's how far did you get? Yep. What did you win? Oh, you won some games? Okay, but you ain't win the big game. So I don't care if you won 57 games, you fired.
Yep, and all college coaches don't translate. We've seen Rick Pitino has struggled.
Yeah, Calipari struggled. Calipari also
struggled as well. So,
and my man from who was coaching Stanford, when he went to go on Mike Montgomery, he struggled.
So. And you see Mike Krzyzewski's like, no thanks. Why? I'm good at Duke. Why? I'm the king of Duke land.
Yeah, I want to coach, you know, and I get to coach USA basketball team, so I get to coach.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm going to stay here till I'm dead.
I'm good. Might as well.
Might as well, yeah. Be on that Joe Paterno.
Mm-hmm. And in college football, it's on the SEC distributes a record $292.8 million among state schools.
And y'all wondering why we said the football players need to get more than everybody else. This is why. Because they generating $300 million for the school. Baseball, volleyball, water polo, none of y'all generating $1 million for the school. Nope. So this is why the football players should be compensated a little bit, mm-hmm. a little bit. And I mean, even your NBA, even the basketball, they generate a lot of money as well. I was reading a lot of it comes from the television agreements, your playoff games in the basketball and all mm-hmm. that, and your conference games in football. So when you're generating $300 million between 14 schools, each school getting like $20 million, hell yeah, I can pump up my school. Do you know how much stuff can get fixed? How many buildings we can raise? We can renovate the gym. We can do this. I'm like, this is why these schools are getting the best of the best, because they got the money and can afford the best of the best. So I'm like, yeah, you should be breaking them off a little something, money, something.
Which means the boosters going to contribute more, which means if I'm popular and I'm in the South, slide me that envelope.
You know what I'm saying? Give me that. I slide it right in my back pocket. Nobody seen it.
Nope.
So,
yeah, I mean, they forcing their way. You know, we already seen they trying to they want some autonomy, them and, you know, the Power Five. Like, all right, you know, are they trying to make their own division, I'm hearing. So, they...
SEC?
SEC's made it. SEC, Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC.
They're trying to create their own conference.
They're talking about if they don't get the autonomy that they want, they're looking at getting their own division.
What? That would be crazy. That'd
I guess
be
called Division Six.
The scary thing is because those schools are so powerful, there's a chance they could pull it off.
Yeah, it says here.
That's the scary thing.
Moving to Division Six. Oh, Division Four. I'm sorry, I'm reading it all wrong.
Yeah, because I was about to say Division Six.
Yeah. Got my IMV mixed up. Yeah, moving to Division Four would keep the Power Five under NCAA umbrella while granting college football's biggest money makers the kind of power to better take care of student athletes. Ooh. For example, they like to pay full cost of college attendance, long-term medical coverage, and other incentives to kids who return to school and complete degrees. And, you know, you want to be able to make your own rules, too. So They got the money.
Yes, they
want to do our own thing. We don't want to deal with these little small schools and all that. Give me all the money.
We'll be Division Four, even though Division Three is a lower ranked
right.
and Division Two is lower. Like, okay. Where'd you go? Division Three. Oh, it wasn't Division Four, though.
Right, because they know if they do that, everybody like I'm going
Division Four.
Everybody
Division One. Oops, Division One is whack.
Yeah. That's the solution.
Oh man.
And what was shocking to me, I know this came out a couple
pissed
weeks ago,
me off.
Landon Donovan left off the U.S. World Cup team.
Like, how you gonna leave the best U.S. soccer player in the country off of the U.S. soccer team? That doesn't make any sense. I don't care how much older he was than everybody. He's still the best United States soccer player. You find me one better.
I'm just shocked that he
at
didn't
least
make
for,
the team.
For leadership purpose, like, dude, word? He's the best.
Yeah, he didn't even make the bench.
He's the best. Like, are you kidding? And then seeing the coach's son tweeting out that crap, laughing and all that shit. What is wrong with y'all?
That's a little shocking.
What's wrong with y'all? You know what? That's got me almost like rooting against the U.S.
Fine. It's y'all like, want us to lose then.
Y'all ain't dominating. He can make, it's like, if he makes the team and doesn't play, that's different. If you're just like, because it seemed like, all right, he wasn't going to make, he wasn't going to be a starter. Okay, but to not make the team at all?
BS. And I'm like, this is why the other team, the other countries dominate. Because they put their best of the best out there, regardless. And they win it. Us, we just put, we put the most popular. We put what, we, you know, we just do what we want. We ain't going to put the best. Stupid.
I'm John. All right. Let's get to the awards for the week. Who's your noise? Who gets your noise award?
Noise.
For the week.
Ah, the noise. Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise.
You know what? Let me just, the noise award's got to go to the Clippers. I mean, with everything that has gone on with the whole Donald Sterling thing, I'm sure hearing those, hearing that news was a huge relief for Doc Rivers and that whole team. I'm sure there was a breath of fresh air, like, thank God we got a brand new owner. You got a fresh face in there, a guy who likes the game, who's probably going to, you know, it wouldn't shock me if he went one by one, introduced himself to each individual player. How you doing? What's going on? You know, and who knows? He could take that team to new heights. You know, this could be a new and improved Clippers. You know, we don't know. But, you know, shout out to them and for the city of L.A. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he keeps them where they are and keeps them afloat and keeps them as championship contenders. Because, I mean, we all know he was very interested in moving Sacramento to Seattle. If it does come that he does, you know, after a while, intend to move them to Seattle, I mean, so be it. But, I mean, it honestly would be in better hands, in his hands, than Donald Sterling's.
Yeah, so, you'd figure you'd have a guy who would actually put some money in.
Yeah, so
although Sterling was trying, it's just he Donald Sterling, and you don't trust him.
Exactly. So shout out to the Clippers, man. They got a new owner, new breath of fresh air, and a new direction. So we'll see how it turns out.
All right. Yeah, this one was hard because my team ain't won yet, so I'm saving that one. I'm gonna give my noise award to Steph Curry. You know, I liked him coming out saying that he was kind of shocked of Stephen Kerr hiring. I mean, yes, he knew. They all knew that it was possible. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they were like, oh, he really is gone? Like, damn. Yep. But I like the fact that he was like, you know what? If the organization is all about winning, then so be it.
And that's what I'm about.
So he's speaking up. And I like the fact that he was like, I don't want to see Klay Thompson go.
Oh, it's already come out today that they intend to lock him up long term. So
yeah, keep the Splash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should go copyright that if that happened. Like somebody gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh yeah, the what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
You want to go first?
All right, I'll go first. You know what? It's not even a split. One was going to be Lance Stephenson because I'm like, won't you just take that fool out on a date? You know, the way he was playing at me, that Key and Peele.
Over.
I'm going to take you out on a date. And I'm gonna, you in your ass.
that Mike Tyson.
I'm like, dude.
Fucking straight
blowing
ass.
Kisses. And even Larry Bird said stop. And you just kept going.
Sweet nothings in his ear.
But I'm going to go with the NFL on this one, specifically saying that the Redskins is not a slur. I'm like, word?
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, let me do my research.
What?
Redskins is a slur, my friend. It is a term that, yes, was initially used by Indians, but it was more so directed towards the paint that they used, not their skin tone. That is something that, I guess, your Anglo whites started back in the 1800s. After a while, started referring to them as, you know, Redskins, and and it built.
Yeah, it's almost like basically we ain't doing nothing to me.
But my thing is, you don't have a team called the Jacksonville Negroes. Like,
yeah, it's too much. It's money.
Yeah,
you know, the Redskins name and all of that generates so much money. People are attached to the Washington Redskins, and we don't want to change it. So.
And San Francisco crackers.
Yeah, we going. Yeah, it ain't a racial slur, so be quiet. Like,
yes, it word? Is. Yes, it is.
The fuck? Okay. All right. Just
so I mean,
y'all about that paper. I get it. You know, Lance Stevens. I mean, Richard Sherman said it. You know, league is all about that money. They don't care. We know they're gonna make playoffs. They're gonna extend the playoffs and just more chances for guys to get hurt. And they don't care. So, yeah, that's mine. The NFL gets my what the fuck moment.
Yep. All right. For me, it's got to go to my boy Josh Gordon. I'm just like, dude. Dude, you're facing a one-year ban for weed use. You're trying to appeal it. And now you're getting busted and your homeboy has weed. I don't care what anybody. The story didn't say this. This is my interpretation. He either smoked or was about to go smoke a blunt with that dude. Period. I don't care if it was his homeboys. You, of all people, should know better. He has been in trouble with weed since he's been at Baylor. I'm like, dude, you clearly can't stay off it. Because I'm sorry. You can smell it. You can smell it. Your homeboy got in the car. You knew what he had on him. You should have took the initiative and said, look, dude, you know what I'm going through. Do you got anything on you? Yes or no? If he said, yeah, I can't roll with you today, bro. If he said no, fine. Come on in. But I know for a fact you either smoked one or you were on your way to smoke you a blunt.
Your boy smoking in the car. And you just
and
like,
you were like, fuck. Bloop. Oh, shit.
Right. Nigga, you speeding, nigga.
Come on, bro.
I'm spilling weed in the car.
So, like. Now it's like, now you're going to go to the appeals process. And if I'm the one conducting your appeal interview process, the first words coming out of my mouth are, can't stay away from the weed, huh? It's you just can't stay away, can you?
You can't tell your boy.
It wasn't mine. Oh, okay. Okay. So, as far as I'm concerned, it was yours. Yeah. I don't know. How do I know you didn't slide it to your boy? Like, look, hold this and say it's yours.
If you got an issue with guns and you got gun charges on you, and you know, boy, well, he slid under my car. I'm like, then you need to kick your boy ass.
Thank you.
Be like, dude.
If you're on probation for smoking weed and you let your boy in the car with weed on him, I mean, you're an idiot.
Right.
You're the dummy. So I'm fathom and baffled that he even allowed his boy in the car with him. I'm telling you, I think it was his. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. He probably smoked one and was like, fuck.
Well, I can't stop.
I can't stop the weed, man. I sucked your dick. You in here for marijuana? Right. Marijuana? Marijuana is not a drug. I sucked your dick for coke. I seen it.
He got a problem, man. He with just don't smiley care, face. Man. Guess he on. You playing in the Canadian League or
you
something.
You on that halfback, brother. With the smiley face. Oh, man.
That's hilarious. God, he can't. Get it together, man.
Yeah,
please,
for real.
Man.
Like, dude, you're 24 years old, all that talent, and you wasting right. it because you can't stop smoking some
what
weed.
What you going to do when you not in the league anymore?
You about to not be in the league tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm like, dude, you're 24. Potentially could have made millions, man.
You
come on.
You had a great season, which basically you could have got paid. All you had to do was just hold it together or probably one more season.
You another one, man. What is these brothers, man? Brothers. I'm tired of seeing y'all dropping your lives and screwing your lives up off of nonsense. Dude, if you really want to smoke weed that bad, smoke it in 11 years when you retire. Or, like we've said, even though you're in the substance abuse program, yes, you're testing more than most, but you know when you're going to be tested, dog. Detox. Detox!
Yeah.
And I know you can get the ultimate detox. Where it leaves your system in like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So come on, bruh. You got to be smarter. Hopefully you'll get another chance at some point. But with this, I don't know.
Nah.
You were already facing a year suspension. You may face a lifetime ban from the league, dude. You really might. So let this be another lesson to all y'all with the weed smoke. Look, I understand a couple of states have legalized it. It ain't legal in the entire United States.
And it ain't legal for your job.
Hey, come on.
The NFL ain't approve it, so.
I've heard people say, yeah, we use it to tolerate the pain and all that other stuff. I get that and I understand it. But your job says you can't do that. So find a different way. Find another alternative.
Yep.
Yoga, something. Something else. So.
I'll keep pushing it, guys.
That's my what the fuck.
All right, man. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Ears Network.
Mm-hmm.
Please check us out. We are on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Give us a thumbs up on Stitcher. You liking what you hear? Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We always appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
You leave us a review on Stitcher as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to the website, www.blackearsonline.com. You can check us out there. Leave us comments there as well.
You can check out all the other podcasts of the Blackheads Network. The Break, hosted by KC Layman, our roundtable discussion. Coach Connection, hosted by Brother Malcolm. Just dropping that, dropping them arts for you. We got the Brown Girl Hour with KC and T. That's great as well. And you got the Jam, hosted by Merc 80. I got a good one coming for you this week. Y'all want to hit us up directly, please do. TheBrotherLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrotherLayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
We definitely thank y'all for tuning in to us. For the longtime listeners, thank you for tuning in. For all the first-time viewers, thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and tell everybody. Tell your mamas, daddies, your sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, aunties, nieces, nephews, dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, rats, mouse, roosters, gerbils, hamsters. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Off the clock, G, measure me with my foley. Fuck the police, them fools ain't knowing me. The K, the I, the N, the G, with crazy ass Mr. T. Doing a hoppatino over a C-O. We smoke, we go for broke. Hit then choke and smash on the gas. Faster than road rash, stripping rip for the cash. Shoot the shot and make it off the glass. It's money talking bullshit. We know, but you gotta recollect and respect the hobo. They be putting it down like major ballers in the town. Hoes be clown, but don't try and stop. You'll get dropped during the operation. Cause your player hating, but we making major cash. Making fools major mad, but player haters don't really know the half.
Ride with me, signing Mr. T.
I ride, cut the BS to the side, nothing but pay, each and every way. I say to the players and ask what's going on, Mr. Taylor.
Paper,
big enough to fill a skyscraper. So much you think I pulled a caper, no vapors to chase. Some people, same place, I find with time you have to have a different state of mind. Yeah, what? I'm never being stuck in sh**, wasn't gonna make me rich real quick. I stick to the dime, the cool, collected feedback with my foley, I plays of a child, and I flamboyant with something real close to divine. Man, we came with the plan to make it grand, got standing with some dice in my hand, thinking I'm shooting blanks. Fool, I'm talking about bank.
Break yourself, player. Fat lumps, baby.
Just talk about
bank. Ride with me, signing Mr. T. Off the clock, G, major league with my phone.
Just talk about
bank. Ride with me, signing Mr. T. Off the clock, G, major league with my phone.
Just talk about
bank. Ride with me, signing Mr. T. Off the clock, G, major league with my phone.
Just talk about bank.
Ride with me, signing Mr. T. Off the clock.
Everybody know it's all about bank. Players ain't slipping all day, smoking on bank. Gotta make sure I got security, fucking jewelry. So my fist of fury stay fired up. Every day posting, draw blueprints with Mr. Tank. Spin your scratch and let the hit play. And partner, you'll see why we call the Who Riders. Spitting like choppers or snakes with venom. Make it react like Jenny, your system, like adrenaline. If you're listening, you'll recognize that the lick is hitting. Four ride, tight as new lines. When we come through, we'll light up your line. Like missiles flying through the night, fool, we strike. Yeah, that's right, cause when it really goes down, funk mode all through the town. But you got to stay paid till you go against the grain. Got barrels to the brain, jackers doing their thing. Ballers in the game, selling cocaine. Women yelling your name with pictures in the frame. I'm just talking about
bite. Ride with me, signing Mr. T. Off the clock, G, major league with my phone.